Welcome back to the Daughter's Diary Podcast. So if you've been following along, this is episode 3 of the Daughter's Diary Podcast. The first episode, we talked about what the podcast was, where the idea came from, what the vision for it is. The second podcast, we had a guest on, Miss Kendra, who spoke to us about goal setting and the importance of setting goals and the importance of understanding when you have to drop a goal and move on to something else. And it was just a great time to talk and converse. And if you haven't checked out that podcast, I highly recommend you going back and checking out episode 2 of this podcast, as well as the previous post on the website. If you don't know the website, it is www.achanelmore.com. So on the website, we've been discussing tips for the month of January for goal setting, because what's the big thing? Everybody wants to set goals and resolutions as a new year starts. And so I actually posted 5 tips that have been helpful for me when it comes to goal setting. And so actually in today's podcast, I'm going to follow up with some of those goals and some of those things that have helped me. If you haven't subscribed again to the newsletter, I highly recommend doing that, because it is much more information than I can totally share in a podcast. But here we go. I'm Chanel Moore, your host, and welcome to the Daughter's Diary Podcast, a podcast by a daughter, but for everyone. Thank you for joining in. So, as we talk about goal setting, 5 tips that I personally use when it comes to setting goals is the first tip. Are my goals intentional and purposeful? Secondly, are they realistic? Thirdly, are they healthy? The fourth tip, are they helpful? And the fifth tip, are these goals that I can find someone who's going to keep me accountable to them? So in discussing the first tip, setting intentional goals. So what are intentional goals in particular? Well, intentional goals are goals that are going to require you to make an effort. You can't set a goal that you feel like you can slack off on and then maybe come back to. No, you need a goal that's going to push you towards intentionality, that's going to push you towards having to make an effort. Secondly, intentional goals have value. These goals should be worth something and should be useful to you or someone else. In the end, they should add value, not take it away. Value is impact and influence. So are those intentional goals valuable goals? And thirdly, intentional goals are goals that will be a wise use of your time. So if you're intentional with your goal setting, you want to make sure you're setting goals that are not going to be a waste of your time. And that's what an intentional goal is. It requires effort. It has value, and it's a wise use of your time. Secondly, set realistic goals. This is where people really kind of get lost when it comes to goal setting or resolutions, is that they tend to set goals that are big and that are lofty and that essentially are next to impossible. And I am not here to say don't set big goals. Please, please set big goals. But in setting those bigger goals, you have to set a schedule in order to achieve those goals. So a goal could be to write a book. I am totally for that. Write that book. But it's not realistic to try to write the book in 2 days or in a week if you're not a writer. Now, if you are a writer, more power to you if you can do that. But realistically, setting the goal to write a book is realistic. Setting the goal to write a book in just a week maybe isn't. And so set those realistic goals. Make it a goal to maybe write a chapter a month. That's completely realistic. That's 30 days and you can write a chapter a month of that book. By the end of the year, you've got 12 chapters, which is plenty to make for a good read. And you've accomplished that overall goal to write a book. Again, it's a similar thing when it comes to weight loss. When people say, I'm going to lose weight this year, you know, the goal should be to be healthy first and foremost. And then you shouldn't be pressuring yourself to knock off 20 pounds in a month. That's really hard to do. It's a complete lifestyle change when you're focusing on making a healthy goal for your body. So to think that it's realistic to say, oh, I'm gonna knock off 20 pounds this month isn't. But if you say, you know what, I'm gonna cut back on ice cream this week and see what that does. Oh, maybe I lost a pound. Maybe I lost 2 pounds from just doing that. Okay, well, if I'm losing 2 pounds a week from just cutting back on ice cream, where else can I cut back? What else can I do? And by then, you have, what, maybe 5 or 6 pounds that you've lost that month. So to say, okay, I want to focus on being healthy first and foremost, and I want weight loss to be healthy as well, what does that look like? Okay, if I cut back in these places, then maybe I can lose 20 pounds in, say, 3 or 4 months, and then the pressure is off. But because we set such huge goals in such short time frames to do them, we get discouraged when it doesn't look like they're going to happen. And that happens because we're not necessarily realistic enough about what those goals are going to take. And that's just part of, that's again, part of that intentionality and the wisdom that you need when it comes to setting those intentional goals. Thirdly, healthy goals. Don't just set health goals, set healthy goals. And hopefully, as you grow in your health, a goal will help others to grow in theirs as well. And so set healthy goals, set things that are meaningful and that are useful, but that aren't overly taxing for no reason as well. Set goals that are going to be healthy for your physical, for your mental, for your emotional, for your spiritual. Set goals that are going to really work to make you better and go from there. All right, so if we're setting those intentional goals, we're setting those healthy goals, we're setting those purposeful goals, we're setting realistic goals, we're doing all of that, then the fourth step is we're setting helpful goals. Are your goals helpful? Because we've already talked about them being healthy, but are they helpful at the same time? Not just for yourself, but for others as well. I believe that goals are helpful to accomplish a few things. First, goals are helpful when they're long-lasting, because a helpful goal will have a lasting impact on the one it helped. And that might not just be you, that could be someone else. And secondly, a helpful goal tends to inspire others towards helpfulness. So for a quick example, when I was turning 30, I thought it'd be so fun to do what I was calling 30 for 30. And it was going to be 30 random acts of kindness for 30 straight days until my birthday, which is April 29th. And hopefully, you know, after that as well. So I posted just a calendar on my social media page of 30 different random acts of kindness that anyone could join in and do it for the next 30 days. Once you did it, all you had to do was message me or text me or anything like that and say, hey, I did day 4 today. So go ahead and check that off. And so I did it for me because I wanted to make sure I did those things, but because I was doing it to celebrate my birthday and posting it and sharing it, other people joined in those random acts of kindness. And so it was just really cool to see, okay, like this was something I intentionally wanted to do myself, but because it's helpful, because it's kind, it's inspired other people to join in. And so it was really cool to see how many random acts of kindness we were performing in the month of April as a helpful goal to others. Lastly, accountability. Accountability is probably one of the hardest things to focus on after getting that time frame for realistic goals. And accountability is difficult because accountability equals vulnerability. And so it's really hard for us to want to be vulnerable with our goals because sometimes people are cruel. You know, some people might say that's a stupid goal, or why would you want to do that? Or there's so many more important things you should be focusing on than that. And that's what makes it scary. But in all honesty, an accountability partner will make the difference in a lot of these goals that you might be setting. So my first step when I'm talking about accountability is saying, find an accountability partner, but don't just write it off as easy or as I'll just let my mama be my accountability partner or my best friend. No, It's more than that, because you need someone who's going to be your cheerleader and your coach when it comes to accountability. And that's a difficult balance, because you need someone who's rooting for you and cheering you on, but you also need someone who's going to push you and coach you as well. People have a lot going on. And so you're essentially saying to your accountability partner, I need you to commit part of your life to part of mine to make sure that I'm accomplishing these goals. And that's asking a lot. Great friends and family can make great accountability partners, but you just have to make sure that you're both very serious about starting and finishing the goal. Accountability number two is going to equal vulnerability. Actually, that's what we started off with. It's going to equal vulnerability, and that can be uncomfortable because you're welcoming possible criticism. You're welcoming that kick in the pants that you might need, which leads into point three of accountability. Remember that tough love hurts, because you've shared those goals. You've also given that person the right to call you out, to keep you up. So when you're slipping and when you're being too short-sighted or just plain out lazy, they have the right to get you back on track. And that's what an accountability partner truly is. And so those are my five things when I'm trying to figure out, okay, what should I do? What should my tips for goals be? What should my goals accomplish? And the first thing, again, is that they have to be intentional and purposeful. The second thing is that they have to be realistic, and I have to put myself on a realistic time frame. Thirdly, they have to be healthy. Fourthly, they have to be helpful and inspire others to help. And the fifth point, accountability. Accountable partnerships are useful. Accountable partnerships help make goals succeed. And so hopefully these tips are useful for you as well. If you have any more that you use, please feel free to email me and send them in to me. You can actually go onto my website at www.achanelmoore.com/forum. And there's a forum, a discussion platform, where you can actually type in some of your own tips that you have for goal setting or questions that you might have as well. In addition to this goal setting focus that we've had for the month of January, I've created an accountability partner form. So you can also find that on the website, in that forum discussion as well. And it's a document that pretty much says, this is what I'm looking for in an accountability partner, and I'm hoping you would join me in this. And if you have that person that you really feel like can be that accountability partner, then it's a little paper for them and they can fill it out and you can fill it out. And it's just saying, we're committing to making sure these goals become realities, to make sure that these goals are met and that they're successful. And I just want to say this as well. You can have different accountability partners for different goals. It's not like you have to pick one person who's going to hold you accountable for every single thing. If I'm doing a fitness goal, honestly, I probably want my brother to be my accountability partner. He's a fit guy. He's always been. And that's what he's good at. If I'm planning on maybe something financially or financial goal, I probably want my youngest brother to be my accountability partner in that, because I know that when it comes to finances, he is able to kind of manage that and give me wisdom kind of in that area. If I have creative goals, honestly, I would probably go to my husband, because he's very creative and he will hold me accountable and actually ask me to do the same for him. If I have spiritual goals, there are women in my life that I'm saying, okay, hey, this is what I kind of want my next step to be. Will you hold me accountable in this, or will you pray for me in this? And they meet that need. So every person is not going to be every person you need to be them to, you need for them to be for accountability sake. Each person can fit a different area of accountability that you need it in. And so, be encouraged. We are already in the month of February. And so today's the day. You know, those goals that you've set, or you're continuing to set, or you're thinking about setting, go ahead and do it. And it doesn't have to be 30 goals. Set one goal. One goal might be to walk 10 minutes. One goal might be to consistently read. And so to do that, just say, okay, every week I'm going to read 10 pages just to get in the habit of it. But just set those goals that are healthy and that are good for you. And continue to listen to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed this brief summary on goal setting. Again, for more information, you can visit the website or you can visit the blog, and it'll have these tips and more included on there as well. So here we go. February, let's go. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Daughter's Diary Podcast. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. For more information, you can visit our website at www.achanelmoore.com. There, you'll find blogs, a store, more podcasts, and tips. Thank you for your time.